It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, September 8th, 2014. On this date in 1504, Michelangelo's incomparable statue of David was unveiled in Florence. This unquestioned masterpiece of Renaissance sculpture was begun in 1501 when Michelangelo was only 26. Carved from a single block of Carrara marble, it stands 17 feet high. It was originally commissioned as one of a series of Old Testament figures to be placed along the roofline of the east end of the Florence Cathedral. However, because of its great size and weight, more than 6 tons, the statue was placed instead in the public square outside the seat of city government. Owing to David's association with youthful courage and heroism, the statue soon came to symbolize the defense of civil liberties embodied in the Republic of Florence, an independent city-state threatened by more powerful rival states and by the domination of the Medici family. The eyes of David present a warning glare, and they're turned toward Rome. The statue was moved to the gallery of the Florence Academy in 1873 and was later replaced at the original location by a replica. Michelangelo was not only a sculptor, but also a painter, an architect, a poet, and an engineer of the High Renaissance who exerted an unparalleled influence on the development of Western art. His versatility was so impressive and so inspiring that along with Leonardo da Vinci, he is often considered the archetypal Renaissance man. He was regarded as the world's greatest living artist in his lifetime. He always considered himself to be a sculptor first and not really a painter, but his magnificent frescoes in the Sistine Chapel stand alongside the David, his statue of Moses, and the sublimely beautiful Pietà as examples of the finest art of any age. His skills as an engineer and an architect were no less formidable. At the age of 74, he revised the plans for the redesign of St. Peter's Basilica to include the magnificent dome which towers above it today. No less gifted with the pen as he was with the chisel and the brush, Michelangelo wrote more than 300 poems, many of them sonnets of superlative quality. Here is an example titled "To the Supreme Being." The prayers I make will then be sweet indeed if thou the spirit give by which I pray. My unassisted heart is barren clay which of its native self can nothing feed. Of good and pious works thou art the seed which quickens only where thou sayest it may. Unless thou show to us thine own true way, no man can find it. Father, thou must lead. Do thou then breathe those thoughts into my mind, by which such virtue may in me be bred, that in thy holy footsteps I may tread. The fetters of my tongue do thou unbind, that I may have the power to sing of thee, and sound thy praises everlastingly. Michelangelo died in Rome in 1564, the year of Shakespeare's birth, at the age of 88. His sonnet, To the Supreme Being, translated by William Wordsworth, is from the Poetical Works of William Wordsworth, edited by William Knight, published by Macmillan and Company in London in 1896. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 8th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.